Porsche, maybe on Davis, fine rolling and
And then with the herbs, you give the colds and things that grow around the house, catnip and hohound and stuff like that, and different things. And for kids, when they had the colic, they literally use this here stuff for calamus. They use calamus root for the colics and things like that, and they'd be sick, you know.
They'd say espresso tea, too.
Yeah, tea with the shortening bread. Yeah, they had the spice of tea that made that. Girls on the branch, things in a bush. And they'd take that and they'd say, big shortening bread tea with that.
All right, how'd you preserve your food?
Well, we just fixed it, you know, and served it on the table. That's what we do nowadays.
You had salt and stuff, or didn't you?
Yeah, they had salt and sugar and things like that.
How'd you preserve it? Like, you put it in the spring or something?
Yeah, we put things like milk and butter in the spring.
You made your own butter, didn't you?
Made your own butter. Kept cows, milk, on cows.
Did you dry foods and stuff?
Yeah, dried all kinds of food, fruits and even down to sweet potatoes that didn't dry.
What kind of chores did you do in the morning?
Well, we'd milk the cow and feed the hogs, things like that. Feed the chickens, back to the house and do the housework.
They'd drive cows a long ways, didn't you?
Yeah, for several miles.
They just ran loose then?
Mm-hmm. The cows just went in the mountains, just have to hunt them up.
What kind of fruits and berries did you pick?
Picked up blueberries and blackberries and dewberries and all and raspberries and wineberries.
Just anything good?
Yeah, all kinds of berries and dried them. We done the drying. We dried all of them. Dried the cherries and everything.
You make soap or anything?
Made soap. Took a scrap meat and ripped the lye. Took ashes out of the fireplace and pieces of drum and left the cold water on, ripped the lye and caught it in a bucket or a pan or something. Took and put it in, you know, and in that soap pot and boiled it and made the soap to wash with.
Alright. Made your own clothes too then?
Made all the clothes. Knit all the socks and gloves for the men folks.
They built their own houses too, didn't they?
Yeah, they built their own houses, built them out of logs. Chinked them with chinkings and put mud daubing in them in old days when I was out.
You heated your house with a fireplace, did you?
Yeah, used to have a fireplace. Cooked on the fireplace most of the time, most people did. Wasn't many people even had a stove when I was growing up. They cooked on the fireplace. They had them all iron run through the chimney. Hang that pot up on the hook. And had a skillet to break the bread in, you know, put some ashes out on the hearth. Set that skillet on and put the bread in and then put the lid on and then put some coals on top of that and cook the bread. That's where you cook the bread.
What kind of stuff did you grow around the house?
Well, we grow any kind of food, plants, and
for wheat,
rye, sugar, millet, oats.
Sugar cane?
Yes, the cane to make sugar. Make glasses and make sugar glasses and boil them in glasses. Raised our own, kept the honeybees and had our own honey. Everybody had a bunch of bees. Had our own honey. Didn't have to buy much. And ain't like this now.
What'd you feed the cows?
Fennel fodder. Yeah. Chucks.
Yeah, what's fodder again?
You cut the corn off and let it dry.
Just shake it up.
Mm-hmm. And throw it out to the cow.
Where do you get your money at to buy stuff in the store?
Well, they dry apples and all that fruit and stuff would dry the church store and sell. And then we'd gather chestnuts in the fall of the year and sell them. They'd fall off the trees and we'd gather them up.
Remember how much you got for them?
Oh, we'd get 5 cents a pound.
Get a whole lot more than that nowadays.
Lord, yeah, you couldn't buy a pound for 50 cents.
Everybody in the community was right close one.
Yeah, everybody was all good friends and neighbors.
Tell me about some of the people you live around.
Yeah, I lived right close to the Clifton children when they was all grown up. They were all same brothers and sisters. And we lived close to the Massey family. They was good-natured people. And in the old days, when anybody got sick, neighbors all come in and got the wood and everything for them. If they needed any feeding or anything done, they'd come do it. And in the house, of wind tore up into the house and thing, and neighbors come in and help them fix it all up.
What'd you tell me? Grandpa walked so many miles?
Oh, he walked 3 miles every Sunday morning to church.
Oh, tell me about church.
Yeah, they had, he walked 3 miles to Stewart Church and about 5 miles to Green Hill Church. As if you're on the crossroads, you know where that's at.
Yeah.
And he walked through that mountain road.
Did the whole family go?
Yeah, we all go sometimes when it was good weather and everything.
You was telling me about something. Grandpa walked 10 miles to get some liquor for some woman.
Yeah, he walked about 10 miles when she had the flu real bad. Dr. Dickerson told him that was the only thing he knew to do anything for him. That's when the first flu come around. And he walked about 10 miles to get the pint liquor for her. He walked and got it. And I don't know what that cured or not. She got well, but she was sick for a long time. I don't know what that cured or not.
Obviously, liquor.
I know. No, she's a good old Christian woman. They fixed it up, you know, on sugar or something, you know, of course, she had such a cold.
You said something about the meals yesterday.
Yeah, we had to go about, I guess it's pretty near close to 3 miles to that meal up there on the creek, that old meal place. You know what such a big creek.
Yeah.
Had to come on to get the corn ground.
Got corn ground and stuff like that.
Corn and day one ground. Get the bread.
Tell me about when y'all used to clear land.
Yeah, we used to go out on, take a mattock and dig up the. When they cleared land in the old days, they didn't push it off like they do now. They got out there and chopped it off the axe and had the yarns out there digging them stumps out.
It's hard work.
Yeah, it's hard work.
What were schools like back then?
Well, they're just about like they are now, but there's long ways to them. About 3 miles, where I was raised at.
You went to a two-room
right
school?
Yeah. Two-room walk there. Jump away from down grandpa's slow up around your knees.
That's good, 4 or 5 miles, ain't
it? Mm-hmm. That's where I went to school at a time.
Tell me about some of the things that happened in the mountain like that. You was talking about the mountain bust yesterday?
Yeah, years ago come a bad bust up along. And the trees and the apple orchard all went down the hollow. You can see the sign of the old what it was now if you go through the place.
Anybody get killed in?
No. Yeah. Just went on down the hollow.
I'm gonna
see
your kid
and
die. Was she faint or something?
Mm-hmm, had a heart trouble.
You remember anything about blacksmiths?
No, I don't know much about blacksmiths.
I thought you might have.
Well, they're always doing their own work. I don't know what to call them. Blacksmiths are corrupt. They're always picking on something, fixing something. They didn't take it no more. They had to fix anything broke, they fixed it. I think they called
themselves the blacksmiths. Tell me about 58 out here.
Grandpa Finn and old man Dave Austin worked on that as the first work come to Stewart for hire men, you know, work with the day. Except just a little old yard and work or something around town they do for them.
That was right hard work on
it. Mm-hmm. This is all sand and clay road. There's a dirt road that's first made.
That was the main road to Stewart?
Main road. There's a dirt road just like this old road you look in. It's an old dirt road.
Grandpa, when he was in prison, he had work on Route 8, didn't he? Going up to the mountain.
Mm-hmm.
You said, said something about there was a cemetery up there?
Yeah, there's a little baby buried one of my cousins buried up there. Yeah,
what kind of game did the men folks hunt?
Huh?
What kind of game did the men folks hunt? Like rabbit or anything?
Yeah, hunt rabbit and squirrel. Whole lot of wind possum hunting in old days.
Never did like possum.
Not a few.
Can't think of nothing else. Oh yeah, was you born in a hospital or home?
No, I was home.
Wasn't much need for a hospital, was?
No, there wasn't no hospital in the day. There wasn't one in the ship. I don't reckon did. I didn't know nothing about that. We had nothing to talk about.
You had to walk everywhere you went, didn't you?
Yeah, walk.
Can't think of much, nothing else. From what you told me yesterday. Can you think of anything?
No.
Think something. Talk about your children and all that. Mm-hmm. Tell me about, you said something about those murders up there.
Yeah, there's two murders up on the street while I was up.
Tell me about that.
Well, while I was up, well, one was while I was up, and after I left, I thought there was another one. That little baby, his brother took a gun and shot it in the face and killed it.
And one of our uncles or something?
Yeah. Uncle Walter Finn killed Uncle Hobby Martin. Uncle killed Uncle.
You said Harvey Martin.
Oh.
He's probably like James Reddish.
He was in James
Reddish. I don't know, that's how it is. I guess I'll do it. Thank you.